Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
You know, it's interesting here. Almost every time we've been doing a show, an episode of the PowerCast in the last couple of months, Skype has decided to be temperamental. So, this particular occasion, I could not make a proper audio connection, so my guests, our guest co-host Bob Zanotti and Mark Skirman, who is one of the proprietors of Weird New Jersey, which we can get into a lot of stories there, we couldn't get this connection to work. I could hear them on my headphones, but the recording product that we used to pick this all up wouldn't pick up their audio. And it's nothing unusual. I mean, going back just a couple of months ago, one of the grandfathers of the Internet himself, Jacques Vallée, was on the show. He couldn't even use Skype. We used his landline phone.
Our old friend Jack Robinson from the New Jersey and New York days would attribute this to the Darrows.
Mark, are you aware of what the Darrows are?
No.
An underground race of nasty people who do all kinds of nasty things to us living on the surface.
Oh, are they reptilian-like, you mean?
I don't know, Gene. How do they look?
Not really reptilian. They look kind of like hideous dwarfs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a really underground base of reptilian people, too, that are, you know, trying to invade our space.
Hey, I think we got a great show tonight. I think it's going to be a good one, as Long John used to say. We got everything here. Weird New Jersey. Now, no cracks, please. No jokes.
Wait. I had 10 different bad jokes to give you about Weird New Jersey. But the only Weird New Jersey joke I can say is it was weird because I lived there for a few years.
Well, I don't find anything weird about New Jersey except what we're going to talk about in the show tonight.
That's because you guys left Jersey years ago, and I'm still here hanging on.
A New Jersey Bigfoot, hauntings, haunted lighthouses and caves, obscure cemeteries and weird graves, Howard Menger, a native of New Jersey, abandoned mines, the Pine Barrens and the New Jersey Devil, the Cape May sunken concrete boat, a gravity road in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey, off Route 208. I lived a couple of hundred feet from there. Strange things. Is Jimmy Hoffa buried in New Jersey? Hey, we got an awful lot on our plate tonight, gentlemen.
I know.
Mark, I think the big question here is, how did you get sucked up into this crazy world with Weird New Jersey?
Well, you know, Gene, I was always interested in local history, but I think history that is kind of like under the radar. You know, we've been hearing like local legends for years and years about Heartbeat Road, Gravity Road, Albino Village, so forth and so on. And I said to myself, as it's history, nobody really wrote down all our local legends and put them in a volume or two. So that's what I kind of decided to do. I said, I'm going to go to my friends and, you know, we're going to go out on weekends and look for Heartbeat Road, Gravity Hill, and, you know, Albino Village. All these local legends we've heard about for years and years. And actually, they're there. It's not just like something made up in your mind. You can actually go see these places.
You have written, if I'm correctly informed, Mark, I think you've written about 45 books about this stuff. It's incredible that there's so much to talk about, plus the magazine, Weird New Jersey.
Well, yes, we did about maybe 36 or 38 weird state books, like Weird Arizona, Weird California, Weird New Jersey. But our real heart and soul is we put out a magazine two times a year called Weird New Jersey. And it's about our travels every 6 months. And whatever we find, that's what we write about. Wherever people say, oh, you got to go see this because you're not going to believe it. Well, then we're out on the road and we're checking it out and photographing it and writing about it.
Well, that's a great hobby, Mark, but do you have a day job?
Believe it or not, that is the day job. It's a full-time occupation.
Wow. Good for you. Hey, listen, let me pick you up on you just threw out a couple of things. Albino Village and Heartbeat Road. What's the story?
Well, the legend of Albino Village, it was located in Clifton, New Jersey. And the thing was, you know, and this was from the early 50s, you would go through this menacing-looking tunnel, and there would be these group of houses that were sitting there. And the thing was, you'd bring your date there, get them real scared, and you'd bang on the side of your car door and say, the albinos are going to come out and kill you. They have razor-sharp teeth. And we wrote about that, and we got a lot of flack about it because, you know, it's not really nice to talk about albino people like that, but this was the legend. So that was it. It was a very scary place to go to late at night, you know, usually after a rut's hut. So that was one of our favorite stories.
And what about Heartbeat Road? That sounds a little weird.
Well, the legend was that, you know, there was a horrific accident. If you go there late at night at a certain time, you can hear the heartbeat of the accident victims. But actually, in reality, it was an old pumping station with a broken pump. So you hear the ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom. But it scared everybody. Everybody was terrified when they went there.
People with active imaginations.
Well, that's half what all these stories are about. I mean, half the time it's the thrill is like going there. You know, and once you're there, it's maybe like not as, you know, as fun as you thought it was going to be. But I think that half of the joy is the ride going there and just like going out and trying to find these places.
Yeah, but, you know, that impresses me in a positive way, Mark, because, you know, a lot of researchers and people who do this kind of thing, they're going out looking for something weird. And it reminds me of somebody who said, here at KRUD Radio, if there ain't no news, we make some, you know.
Well,
and a lot of these things get blown out of all proportion. But you're a serious researcher, really. You're a journalist. You're putting the facts down as you see them.
Pretty much, we give everybody a fair chance to tell their story. We don't judge, you know. We just let them tell their story. And you know, sometimes you know, it's such a fantastic story that the only place they can really tell it is in the magazine, and we don't make any judgment calls. We let them just do it at face value.
What about the readership? I mean, you said this is your day job. You're making a living at this. That implies that you have a decent readership.
I think we print about 21,000 every 6 months, and they pretty much sell out.
Wow.
Yeah. It does have a cult following. So
yeah.
We're actually, you know, we've been doing it for 28 years. So we're trying to figure out how we're going to stop this train wreck from happening. But because people ask us, well, are you going to run out of material? You must have run out of material by now, but actually it gets worse. It gets like, you know, as you know, in these times, it's crazy. So people do a lot of crazy things. Like they put bowling balls on their front lawn and stuff like that. And, you know, the magazine is not all, you know, anomalous, you know, crazy stuff because we got to produce it every 6 months. So we do people that put crazy stuff on their lawns and stuff like that. Just to kind of like, you know, round it out, you know, kind of weird roadside attractions.
You're talking about train wrecks. We're going to get into trains and train wreck and ghost trains maybe a little later on.
We're talking about Weird New Jersey, what happened after Bob Zanotti and Gene Steinberg left. No, a lot more than that. Mark Skirman is one of the leading lights behind Weird New Jersey. You're in
the Paracast.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So, Mark, obviously we're not just talking about paranormal here. You cover anything that is strange. Strange things on the roadside. Just a kind of a fast question about the magazine though. In an environment where print magazines have trouble, do you focus on digital too?
We did digitize a couple of the older issues, but we found that people actually want this thing in their hands. They don't want a digital version. They actually want something physical in their hands to read, which is kind of odd these days. But, you know, we tried the digital route. Nobody seems to want it. So they want the print magazine.
Well, then you become a rare breed, and congratulations. I read a story the other day about a newspaper, I think in Arkansas, where they were having trouble getting advertisers and sales for the print version. So what they did was to buy a load of iPads, that's Apple's tablet, and then when people subscribe to the digital version, they give them a free iPad so they can see it. But I agree with you, it's much to be preferred to have a physical magazine in your hands. There's just nothing like it. And I'm glad for the people who are still making a go of it.
And, you know, we don't really rely a lot on advertising because it's really hard to pull advertising for the magazine. I mean, you know, we talk about ghosts, UFOs, crazy diners, and crazy people. So the only people that are going to advertise that are the people that like that. You know? So it's hard to have the advertising. But we never really were in it for the money. It was just like a tumble roll, you know, whirlwind adventure. And we're still having fun with it.
I just want to background my own situation here. I'm a native from New Jersey. Funny, you know, when I was a kid, we were called Jerseyites, and now we've graduated. Now we're called Jerseyans. I guess we've come up in the world. I was born in Patterson, grew up in Hawthorne and Franklin Lakes, and I know the area quite well. And that's near the New Jersey-New York State border. And I'd like to start to sort of get into some of these specific cases. You mentioned before about minorities or albinos, and the thing that came to my mind was something that everybody in northern New Jersey probably has heard about. And we're talking about an area of the Watchung Mountains, which is the mountain range that runs through that area up into New York State. Watchung, a lot of Indian names there, Watchung Mountains. And there, right on the border around Mahwah, is a minority group called the Jackson Whites, J-A-C-K-S-O-N-W-H-I-T-E-S, capitalized, the Jackson Whites. And here we get into a subject which we mentioned a couple of shows ago about missing people, and that's a part of New Jersey that most people try to avoid. Missing people, strange things. You turn up among the missing when you go there. What do you know about that, Mark?
Well, you know, the Jackson Whites, it's kind of like a derogatory term for them. They want to be known as the Ramapo Mountain people, but their families have been around since the Revolutionary War. And they've been up in those hills, kind of cloistered for many years. And that's why people don't really know much about them. So that's why it's always been like a mysterious area. You know, people say, oh, they're all inbreed and stuff like that. Like it's some kind of hillbilly organization, but it's really not. But it was just, you know, nobody ever traveled up there, and they don't really welcome too many outsiders.
They actually live in the woods, don't they?
Well, up in that area, all they got are woods.
Yeah, right. But maybe not politically correct, and I don't tend to be politically correct. I believe in the truth and calling it what it is. But the fact is, when I was a kid, and maybe there's prejudice involved, I don't exclude that, but the folklore had it that you didn't go in there. They didn't like people, and people who went there, outsiders, just didn't come out again. Is there anything to that?
Well, I think the reason is because you go in there with the stigma that these people are going to, you know, either kill you or kidnap you or whatever. But that's the folklore of that area.
Mm. But nothing to back it up.
What's that?
I say nothing to back it up.
Well, yeah, so there's been a lot of incidents. I mean, we get a lot of letters saying people about these Ramapo Mountain people, they, you know, they're all like kind of backwards and they won't go to school and so forth and so on. But, you know, with the magazine, we're not really there to judge people. We're not there to make fun. We just tell the stories.
Well, what about, let's look at the general subject, though, of missing people. Do you have a lot of, have you recorded a lot of cases of missing people in New Jersey? I mean, missing people, I don't mean the usual routine police stuff. Somebody disappears and wants to get out of, get out of the mainstream life. I'm talking about mysterious disappearances. Do you get many of them?
Actually, no, we don't. Not that I recall, anyway. I mean, you get a lot of, like, you know, I mean, there's a lot of, like, unsolved murders and things around here, but nothing like anybody being beamed up in a spaceship or anything like that.
Mm. Okay, how about moving on to hauntings? Now, I think New Jersey has got its share of haunted houses, haunted lighthouses, and weird cemeteries. Let's move in that direction, Mark. Let's look at hauntings. What are some of the most famous, infamous hauntings in New Jersey?
Well, you have to remember that New Jersey is one of the original 13 colonies. So this state has been around for a long time. So it has plenty of years to gather its ghosts and gather its hauntings. You know, there's one great legend of, it's called Annie's Road in Totowa. And there are a few different versions of the legend. She was, it was on Riverside Road and Riverview Drive. And this woman was in a carriage going to her wedding, and the horse got spooked, and she died on the road. And supposedly you see this ghostly white, woman walking along Riverview Drive. And then the legend switched to Annie at the prom night, and she was killed in a car accident on the prom night. But there is definitely some kind of weird thing going on there. People see this apparition walking down the street. And even in local colleges, once in a while, they'll just take a bucket of red paint and just throw it on the road to make it look like blood. So this is how legends just keep perpetuating. They keep going on and on. Another one is the Atco Ghost Boy on Burnt Mill Road in Atco. The legend is if you go down the street and you turn your lights on and off two times, this basketball will, bounce out into the street. And it's this little boy that wants to play basketball with you, but you never see the ghost boy.
You know, this sounds like saying Beetlejuice three times and having some kind of weird guy saying, "I'm Batman," appearing. We don't want to get into that. Mark Skirman is one of the proprietors of Weird New Jersey. And the proprietor of Announcing Chores and co-host Chores is Bob Zanotti. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The legal back and forth continues as the Biden administration tries to impose its vaccine mandate on employers of 100 workers or more. A U.S. appeals court now reaffirming its decision to place the order on hold for now, saying that it is probably fatally flawed, referring to the mandate. That decision will probably be appealed all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. Another successful launch of a Falcon 9 SpaceX rocket Connecticut, this one carrying 53 more Starlink satellites from Cape Canaveral into Earth orbit early today, after a one-day weather delay.
This is the 87th overall successful recovery of our Falcon 9 first stage, and next up will be Payload.
This Saturday launched the 31st Starlink mission with the goal of eventually providing worldwide broadband connectivity. This is USA Radio News. More now on the infrastructure bill that the president will be signing with great pomp and circumstance on Monday at the White House. White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki says at that event he will also announce who he's chosen to be the infrastructure coordinator, someone that she says will oversee the implementation of the $1.2 trillion measure and make sure the funds are spent properly and that there is accountability.
And expect it will be someone from outside of the administration.
It will be a busy Monday for President Biden, as after that event in the afternoon, he is expected to be having a phone meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping. It will be the first formal bilateral meeting between the two leaders. White House Press Secretary Psaki saying that Xi and Biden will, in her words, discuss ways to responsibly manage their competition. Britney Spears is thanking her fans as she celebrates the end of her conservatorship, and this is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
With Gene and Bob and our guest Mark, we're talking about Weird New Jersey, about the strange ghost-related stuff, which I gather is mostly for fun, but doesn't a haunted house make for a good tourist attraction, Mark?
We do have a lot of haunted houses in New Jersey. One of the best ones is the Burlington County Prison, you know, and there's been hangings in the courtyards and a lot of murders there, and it's a very, very old prison. And a lot of people see a lot of stuff happening around there.
Is the prison still being used?
No, it's used as a kind of museum now. So they give ghost tours every once in a while. But a lot of people that we talk to have picked up quite a few ghosts.
Let me interject here that for a number of years now, New Jersey has abolished the death penalty, just for the record.
Yes, there are no more hangings in Burlington County Prison.
Yeah. So this means there are fewer ghosts.
Well, I guess the older ones are still hanging around, right? Ha!
I was reading some of your background, and I saw some stories relating to B&Bs and inns and hotels. There are actually quite a number of alleged haunted premises. Of course, it reminds me a little bit, also in New Jersey, George Washington slept here, you know, sort of thing. How about a couple of other examples of haunted places, hotels and restaurants and this sort of thing?
Anytime you have, like, paranormal activity in a restaurant, a hotel, or whatever, it's usually a former occupant. Maybe it's a former person that was at the bar all the time or something. So people see these like residual people, you know, show up at this place all the time. There is one very haunted hotel in Flemington, which is called Union Hotel. Now, that was the site of where the Lindbergh trial took place. We were there one time when it was almost abandoned, and the woman that was there said she saw this pair of white shoes walking down the stairs. Nobody in it, just shoes walking down the stairs.
Wow.
And something kind of attacked her and held her down in her chair, and she couldn't get out. So when you have ghosts like that, they're more like an evil spirit than just somebody that used to go to the bar there every night.
It's just wondering at this point, Mark, are there actually guided tours of haunted places in New Jersey? Are any of these tours organized, or is it up to individuals to seek them out themselves?
Well, there's a lot of, a lot of paranormal investigators in New Jersey. And the reason being is there's a lot of paranormal activity in all these houses. Like I said, these houses, some of them have been around for like 200-300 years. And so they're very ripe for hauntings. I mean, I'm not a ghost hunter myself. I'm not a paranormal investigator. I'm just, I just write about people's experiences. I'm not sure I'd want to go on one of these ghost haunts.
Have you ever met anything really weird or scary yourself?
Well, no, but when I was in the Flemington Hotel, you definitely got that feeling that there were some unforeseen forces looking at you. That's like the creepiest feeling. When you know the place is like known to be haunted, but all of a sudden, you feel like somebody's looking at you that isn't really there.
I remember as a kid turning to the subject of haunted psychiatric clinics and hospitals. I think New Jersey has the share. I remember as a kid, I don't know much about this institution anymore, but just to kick it off, we had sort of a joke. When somebody wasn't quite right in the head, or we thought they weren't, we would say they're ready for Greystone. I don't know if you know that phrase, but Greystone was, I don't know if it's notorious or not, but that was the a state psychiatric clinic or hospital. Has anything weird gone on there?
Well, they demolished Greystone a few years ago, so now it's a county park. They didn't even keep any of the old buildings up. So you got to remember, these institutions were places where, they put people that were kind of like they didn't have any other place to put them. And, I think with the advent of better drugs and everything else, that's why a lot of these institutions just became abandoned and haunted, because, there was a lot of like bad stuff happening too.
Well, I mean, if we get a little esoteric here, pseudo physics or paraphysics, people radiate energy. We know that. They have auras. And people who think negatively or have evil thoughts will radiate a lot of evil, as opposed to people who have good thoughts, prayer versus, satanic things. And I can imagine that people in a mental institution or whatever they're politically correctly called these days, if they are really in bad shape, they're going to be radiating, they're going to be throwing off an awful lot of bad energy. And that energy, I can imagine, could manifest in nasty things somehow.
Right. I totally agree. I mean, say like Greystone, and there's like a lot of institutions in New Jersey like that, Menlo Park, Marlboro, there were a few of them, but they weren't really treated that fairly, some of them, like in the 20s and 30s. And you got to remember, these mental asylums, they're huge. I mean, they sustain their own food, electricity, everything else. I mean, it was all, compact in this one area. But I think, the state tried to do a lot of good for these people, and I guess they did somehow. But a lot of times these people just, they fall to the wayside, and I guess the negative energy is still within those walls. I mean, if you are a paranormal investigator and you walk in there, sometimes you can pick this stuff up.
Have you ever, just to pick you up on this, Mark, that's a good point. Have you ever done any investigations together with psychics or sensitives to chase up some of this stuff?
Well, I kind of stay away from all that stuff. I mean, my wife has been living with ghosts for years at where she grew up. So I've heard these stories firsthand. And sometimes it's just not, you know, I just don't want to bring anything on, so to speak.
I'd like to, we got a lot to talk about in terms of hauntings. Let's change the venue a little bit. We've been talking about North Jersey, Northern New Jersey, where a lot of stuff seems to be going on, probably because it's the most populated part of the state. But if we go down south, you know, we Jerseyans, you know, we don't go to the beach. We go down the shore. That's New Jersey dialect. We're going down the shore. Bruce Springsteen sings about that in Jersey Girl, for example. Down the shore, everything's all right. And I did a show, a Coffee Clutch show, which is featured on this show is not featured, not yet anyway, but on Paracast Plus. We're featuring shows I did back in the 1960s called Coffee Clutch. And I did two shows, 1.5 hour shows each with Ivan Sanderson, which a name you may know. And sure. He lived up in Warren County. And he mentioned in one of those shows that treasure, presumably pirate treasure or buried treasure, keeps washing up the gold coins or things down in southern New Jersey, down around Cape May and along the shore. What do you know about that?
Before we do any gold hunting as opposed to ghost hunting, this is getting fascinating. Let's just take a quick break here. Mark Skirman of Weird New Jersey, Bob Zanotti of Radio Switzerland, or formerly anyway, Gene Steinberg of something or other, you're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD
toll to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word gold to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word gold to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text gold to 48542.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hi, it's Grant Cameron from PresidentialUFO.com. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Weird New Jersey moving to South Jersey, moving to, what were you saying there about recovering gold coins, was it?
Well, you have to remember, you have to picture New Jersey in the 1700s. It was mostly just marshland. It was a great place for pirates to hide any kind of treasure because there was really nobody around to dig it up, and that's why you have places in New Jersey called like Money Island, Treasure Lake. You know, there are stories of Captain Kidd hanging around Oyster Creek all the time and Tucker Island, Brigantine, Cape May. All those places were, you had coves and everything else where these ships could come in and, hide their money.
So there's a lot of truth in that story. It's not just fiction. I mean, there is a historical fact to it.
Oh, sure. And there was, I think it was in 1948, it was called the New Jersey Gold Rush. Somebody dug up all these old gold coins by Sandy Hook. And it stirred a big frenzy because they thought it was some kind of pirate ship that had just kind of washed on the beach.
Okay, guys, get those metal detectors out. Comb the Southern Jersey beaches.
We started up, my friend. We started this up. Just thank the listeners of this show, those who live in New Jersey or nearby like New York or Pennsylvania. They'll now be searching for gold, and it's our fault.
I'm sure some people have beaten them to it already, I have a feeling.
The pirates would bury their treasure. They would kill one of the shipmates and throw him in the hole just so he would be a ghost and he would be the person to always guard the money.
Is that true?
That's what I read.
Wow. Wow. Speaking of well, let's bring it all together. Gold, pirates, hauntings. There's a place in southern New Jersey. It's the southernmost tip of New Jersey that every Jerseyan knows, and that's Cape May. It's a beautiful spot right there at the mouth of the Delaware Bay. Across the bay is the state of Delaware. There's a lighthouse there, and there are several lighthouses along the coast. Barnegat Light, for example, Cape May Lighthouse. And I understand that at least one or two of the lighthouses in New Jersey are reputed to be haunted. What do you know about that?
Well, I think, lighthouses, it's a lonely position to be in. It's a lonely position to actually run a lighthouse for a long time. So I would imagine whoever the lighthouse keeper, even when he died, he probably still did the same thing when he was dead because he really knew nothing else to do in life.
Interesting. And which specific lighthouses are reputed to be haunted?
I don't know that for sure. I couldn't tell you.
Almost anyone, I suppose. Yeah.
It's odd to keep those lights lit.
Yeah. Oh, that would, of course, be the... It reminds me of that movie. One of the scariest movies I've ever seen, The Fog. You guys remember that one?
Sure. Yeah.
Oh, boy. That was... that was really scary. Down the shore again, it has nothing to do with hauntings, but it's one of these strange, weird stories from New Jersey. In the same place, Sunset Road, I think it's called, at the very, very bottom of Cape May, there is a shipwreck there, and it's the weirdest thing. I've seen it. I've been there many times.
It's
a sunken concrete ship, a ship made of concrete. What a weird story.
It's actually called Sunset Beach. It's the only place on the East Coast you can actually see the sunset, you know, in the west over the water. A concrete ship is, they produced them during World War I, and it was an alternative to, wooden ships, I guess. I guess they were running out of wood to build these ships or steel or whatever, so they made it out of concrete. And it floated very well, but, you know, it was hard to maintain if you crashed into something. And I think they made a few of them. That one in Cape May is called the, Atlantis, SS Atlantis. And today, it just looks like a piece of concrete in the water. All the erosion is just like, you know, taking it all away.
That was the World War I era, I believe.
Right.
There's something else also at Cape May. There's nothing weird about it. It's just that it's one of these strange things, you know, a leftover from the Second World War. And I've seen it again many, many times, and it's preserved almost like an unofficial monument, and that is a World War II anti-aircraft bunker.
Right.
Which is right on the beach.
And
go ahead, tell the story.
With all the erosion also, it's now you just sit on pilings. It used to be, you know, filled right up to the top with sand, but since, you know, storms and everything else, it just kind of, it's eroding away. But it's very creepy to look at. And that is supposedly haunted too.
I mean, really?
What place in New Jersey isn't haunted? Yeah, people see, you know, soldiers, you know, around that place and everything. So, you know, it's really hard to pinpoint a ghost.
Well, the last time I was down there, and I guess it must have been about 15 years ago, I went down to Cape May. You're absolutely right. I saw pictures. There's a little museum there by the lighthouse. And it showed pictures of the bunker when it was built in the early 1940s during the war. And it was actually built on sand. But as you say, because of erosion, the beach has been eroded. And the bunker, which must weigh an incredible amount of weight, is standing on wooden, like poles, like telephone poles. And they held up pretty well. But when I was there, they had a project. I was watching it. There was a bulldozer bulldozing sand underneath the bunker to reclaim the land, to put it back on the land again. The sand. I never saw any action as far as I know, but apparently German U-boats, submarines, were sighted around the area, but I don't think it ever actually saw any action.
Right. I believe there's a German U-boat about 58 miles off the coast of Manasquan that they discovered.
Oh, they really sunk?
Yep. Yeah. So they were actually that close. So it was good for them to build these fortresses because you don't know what's going to happen during the war, right?
Right, right. You talk about sunken boats. I mean, are there any other stories about sunken vessels around New Jersey?
Well, I think New Jersey had, I've seen a map of shipwrecks in New Jersey, and there's like over 1,000, maybe 1,400 shipwrecks, like all up and down the coast.
Wow.
So you actually kind of wonder, like, what exactly is in the water there, you know? What, you know? Even like, they had they actually lost an atomic bomb off the coast of Atlantic City, which they never recovered.
Well, that's a comforting thought. It's almost, what shall we say? It's almost retribution for all the gambling in Atlantic City. Maybe it'll go off one day, you know, like that movie War Games, you know, targeting Las Vegas.
There was also another dirigible that went off of Atlantic City, too, the Akron. And that crash landed in the ocean, and I think it was before the Hindenburg. I'm not sure.
Well, the Hindenburg, of course, where was it again? I can't think of the Lyndhurst.
Lakehurst,
right. Lakehurst, that was, of course, a terrible tragedy. Is there anything left of that, or are there any memorials or plaques or anything?
Well, there is a plaque in the middle of the field where the crash site was. They actually have rocks that line where the whole place, where the dirigible actually came down to the ground. And some people say that there's still scraps of the metal that they pulled off and pulled into the woods and never recovered. But we've never really investigated whether that's true or not.
We're talking about ships and boats and such like. I grew up in Hawthorne. And I just have to set the scene here a little bit. It's a personal story.
Before you continue with the personal story, we've got to do our break. And then we'll hear more about what Bob Zanotti has to tell us. Mark Skirman of Weird, New Jersey. And we'll give you all the info about how you can get yourself a copy of the magazine. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience, so I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.